Terry Dorn, welcome.
Hi, Julia. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Now, River Drums is a marvelous celebration of Fort Wayne's rivers and cultural diversity. It's your baby. How did you conceive of it?
Well, I went on a river trip several years ago to make a documentary with Save Mall Me, and I was so impressed with their camaraderie, the attitude, the love all those people had for the river. And that put the river, river of life, the importance of the river, started gelling in my mind, maybe I could do something about the river. I wasn't sure what. And a couple years before that, I had done a show called The Legacy of Anthony Wayne at Fryman Square. One of the guests was a Miami Indian dancer, Kayla Godfrey. She was so beautiful in expressing the spirit of her heritage. And that became the drum part, the Native American history of this city, hence the title River Drums. And then the inclusiveness of bringing people together through the power of art. Art is something that everybody can do, everybody can enjoy, everybody can appreciate, and that's how River Drums got started in my book.
What a wonderful story all in itself, and certainly what a wonderful celebration it has turned into. Okay, you are hosting performers of all types, which just fits in with the story you told us. Musicians, dancers, storytellers. So what is the scope and what is the format?
Format is pretty simple. We have blocks of performers, like about 20 minutes each, Chinese, Latino, African American, Native American. My idea is to have cultural diversity to illustrate the fact that we are all one. To me, the labels that we use gets in the way of our humanity, and I wanted something that is just one. We're the human race, and what better way to illustrate that than the universal language of art? Because art knows no language barriers, no geographical barriers. You know, you see a beautiful dance, wherever it is, you can appreciate it. You hear a beautiful song. Even if it's in a language you don't understand, you can appreciate it. So that's the meaning philosophy behind River Drums.
It's a wonderful way to respect and learn and appreciate the people of the world. Good for you, the people of our own.
Exactly. And Fort Wayne has so much diversity.
The inclusive atmosphere of this event is really gaining festival cred here in town. Would you describe that atmosphere for us?
The atmosphere is informal. The past 2 years, this is our third year, they've been outside in keeping with the theme of the rivers. This year, we moved into the beautiful theater of the downtown library.
Oh, sweet.
And it has a lot of advantages. Built-in television production, you know, we videotape all the river drums. It has lighting, audio, all those things. Because that's the second product, you know, that allows River Drums to live on past June 23rd of this year. Being inside will be a little bit different, but I do plan to end River Drums with drumming and everybody that wants to get up on the stage and dance with the drummers. First, it brings everybody together. Second, it gives everybody a chance to be on that stage. You know, there's something about being on a stage that makes you feel, wow, I'm somebody, you know. And that's really the point, to make people feel like they matter and to not have barriers between the performers and the audience. And the performers are fantastic. They're friendly, they're talented, and they give of their time. They're all volunteers.
This does go beyond pure performance, and there's plenty of that, to include all kinds of interactive trading.
Right. Interactive is a good word, because we want people to come away from River Drums with something beyond just the performance that day. Some feeling that I was part of something that is a little bit different. It reminds me that I'm a human being. There would be the displays, and we're going to have a water tasting quiz, you know, with different samples of water. That's for Friends of Third World, who's one of our sponsors.
Oh, great. That. So you've even got the variety in your sponsorship, and everybody that's participating in this is bringing something wonderful to the table.
Exactly. What better thing to have on a river program than water tasting?
Good for you. And speaking of the things that you're going to have at this third year presentation, if you could add one totally new thing to the River Drum celebration, what would it be?
Well, that's a very good question, because obviously we try to add something new every year. I think it would be a different ethnic group to keep adding different groups and maybe some different artistic performances. So far, we've had dancing, drumming, and singing, but maybe even an artist displaying with maybe music playing in the background, things like that.
Oh, it's an artist at
work.
And
definitely getting the audience involved and participatory. I definitely want to keep adding the participation element.
And it sounds like so far so good. You're certainly not maxed out yet on the things you can add.
Oh, right. There's so much more we can do. Absolutely. You know.
Good for you. Now, River Drums is actually a presentation of the Three Rivers Arts Center for Kids, or TRAC.
Correct.
Which you also founded. Would you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I started that about 6 years ago because of a tragedy in my family involving abuse, and I wanted to do something that would help abuse kids. And my original idea was to use the power of art, artists, to go into schools, places like Boys and Girls Club, and teach classes and work with kids. Any kid would be eligible to enjoy it, but especially focused on kids that have had some problems. We've sort of done that, and River Drums, being a public program, I'm hoping gains awareness that will help achieve that goal. We've done a lot of awareness programs, a lot of them at IPFW with the Culture and Diversity Office there, and we've done plays and music. Sort of a one-time event of elements of River Drums, because they always have art. Every program that TRAC does involves art.
And it sounds like, besides the awareness, this is to make every and any child feel special, which is a grand thing to be doing.
Exactly. And one of my favorite memories was in Kendallville. We were doing a show, and a young lady came with her daughter, and her daughter was severely abused. We were doing murals, painting murals. Lowe's had donated all the material, and it was so touching when that little girl came up to take her turn at painting on the mural, and her mother held her hand, had to guide her hand because of an injury she sustained. I was so touched by that, and that's the kind of thing I'm talking about, and I think she will remember that. And again, here's the power of art, which I want to emphasize. Our performers, yes, they're talented. They're trained. A lot of them have training, and they're beautiful performers. But you can enjoy art by just painting a stroke on a mural when you're a little girl and you've been beaten up, basically, as a child. And that must have been such an empowering feeling. It was to me just watching
That's right.
And the look on the mother's eye. So that's the sort of thing we're after. You can't always plan everything, as you know. Sometimes things just happen, and sometimes they're the best. Well, that's the kind
that
of
kind
thing
of impact
track is for. Yeah.
Is priceless, yes, indeed. What kind of outlet do you have for spreading the track word?
Well, like about everybody else, we use social media, Facebook. You have to go Three Rivers Art Center for Kids, Facebook. The entire schedule is for this year's River Drums is on Facebook. TRAC has done a lot of shows.
What are some of the other things TRAC is presenting throughout this year, Terry?
We are working with IPFW Multicultural for their Native American Heritage Month to bring in a singer named Jimmy Lee Rogers. That isn't 100%, but that's what we're working on right now. That would be a very big event in November.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
And of course, you have everybody looking forward to the River Drum Celebration.
Absolutely. And then we have one thing after that, which isn't artistic exactly, but it involves a school I started back in the 70s. So it's still all this learning and alternative ways of looking at things. I think that's a good way of putting TRAC, and what I do is always looking for a different way. Because I'm not a big fan of the way a lot of things
the same
are done.
Way.
Yeah. So I'm always looking for a new way, a different way of approaching things like River Drums. There's lots of festivals. I think it's a little bit different, though, from other festivals.
Just right, and just what the city needs, I think. Okay, I know you've got a lot of pre-celebration work to do, Terry, or some project or another. You always, always do. So last question, with track, with River Drums, and all of those wonderful projects you present here in Fort Wayne, what do you most hope it all means to and for our community?
I hope for our community it causes people to appreciate beauty and truth, to use our brains, our bodies, you know, as artistic performers do both, and to come away from it feeling like we're somewhat special, each one of us.
Terry Dorn is founder and director of TRAC, Three Rivers Arts Center for Kids, and organizer of River Drums Celebration. Terry, congratulations on all of your community connections, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Julia. It's a pleasure to be here.
That was WBOI's Julia Meek speaking with Terry Doran on the upcoming River Drums Celebration and TRAC, his Three Rivers Art for Children organization. The music you're hearing is Honoring the People, performed by Ginger Carnes, one of the participants in River Drums. You can hear more of Julia Meek's arts and culture coverage on 89.1 WBOI.